This is the day which the Lord has made. We will... It's 2024, guys. Let's try it again. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will... All right, that's what I'm talking about. We have a choice to make. And I know that choice each week is saying, oh my gosh, he's going to say it, and we have to respond, and we have to do it with some enthusiasm. And that's what Jesus Christ calls us to do. He says, I choose you, no matter what you went to bed with, to wake up with some enthusiasm about life and about me. And we wake up and we turn around and say, oh, I have to go to work. Oh, I've got to wake up. And sometimes we just have the wrong outlook when we spin out of bed. He says, man, I want you to wake up with a little more excitement. Like, whoo, thank the Lord. He gave me another breath. Another day that I'm here on this earth. And it's our focus and our filter. You know, Pastor Jack Eldred, our founding pastor here, used to talk about you've got to change your focus and change your filter. I got a call from Pastor Jack last week, and I said, you know, I've been talking to some people at work about that filter and about that focus who have this negative mindset, and sometimes we have to change our outlook. And then I took my wife out to eat Friday night. Jack and Jana Eldred, how are you? And we talked more about that, and we ran into them where we were going to eat. And I thought, it's just neat when those things stick with you and you're passing on to other people lessons from other people that have taught you. But I'm telling you that it's right. You know, I used to look like this. I didn't need glasses, but I'll be doggone if I can tell which one is David and Christian back there without these things. I just see two. That's Spencer's beard in the middle of them. I thought someone needs a haircut. Okay. But with these things, with better filters and focuses, I can see things clearly. And that's what he calls us to do. Our scripture reading today is out of Psalm 27. Psalm 27, verse 6 says this. It says, and now my head shall be lifted above my enemies all around me. Therefore, I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Amen. Let us pray. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word. And may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. And I thought Kisha wanted to sing that song. This is how I fight my battle. And it talks about the enemies being all around us. And our enemies are all around us, are they not? Now, sometimes we don't see them. We may not recognize them. We do have to be careful for that. We don't want to see the enemy in everything we look at. Go, uh-oh, I think that's of the devil. But at the same time, we have to be careful that we don't say, those are my friends. They could be the enemy also, pulling us slowly away from where we were heading, where God intended for us to be. And just like my hair, it didn't all fall out in one day. It goes away hair by hair each day. It did go pretty quickly for the record, but it didn't go in one night. How's that? Okay, so he talks about, man, I will offer, he says, sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. But he says, even though my enemies are all around me, he says, I still will choose to offer up sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle, and I will sing praises to the Lord. Man, a season of sacrifice is what today's message is. A season of sacrifice. More in 24. An awakening for prayer of faith for each individual here and for those listening. But why is that so hard to be here every Sunday? Why is that so hard to serve others? Why is that so hard to give instead of hold back? Why is that so hard to praise or to rejoice or to love or to choose peace over conflict? Why is it hard to be here Wednesday night for Bible study? Why is it hard to contribute instead of consume? Why is it hard to give thanks? we go through this list of things we don't have, I don't have, and I wish I had, and my neighbors have, and I don't have, and I need to get one of those. Lord, thank you for everything you have given me. And thank you for giving me a means to get those things. Why is it hard to show gratitude? Why is it hard to edify someone? I have a long list, church. I can go on and on unless you think you've got it. Do you have it? Think you get the message where I'm going with that? Okay. That's okay. I still have some more. Why is it hard to pray for others? But I just wanted to make sure you got it. Why is it hard to pray for others? Why is it hard to hope instead of fear? To remain confidential instead of gossiping? Why is it hard to compliment instead of complain? I was hoping you guys had the answer. No, I'll tell you what the answer is. The answer is because it's costly. It hurts sometimes, it's costly, and it takes effort because all that requires some sort of sacrifice. When we choose to accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, you know, whether we're going down front somewhere or we're doing it in our bedroom or wherever we are, wherever and whenever we choose Jesus Christ, that is a sacrifice. I may have to sacrifice my humility and humble myself and walk down when nobody else is walking down. When my son Austin comes down here week after week for prayer, he sacrifices his humility to walk down here. It hurts, it takes effort, and it's costly. Sacrifice. But Psalm 27:6 says, I will choose to offer sacrifices of joy. I will choose to sing praises to the Lord. I choose to do these things. I will sacrifice in the midst of my enemies. And quite frankly, sometimes I'm going to sacrifice in the midst of my friends. And they're not my enemies, but I'm going to sacrifice in the midst of my friends even. And I'm going to stand up. We prayed over a young man last week that used to go to this church. It's going away to Madagascar for 2 years. Ben Kelly. And we prayed over him. Ben, when did you know you want to do it? Not when he was at Ground Zero. We went out to lunch with him afterwards. And Josh and Nikki and had a great conversation. But he said, no, I wasn't paying attention. But it happened when he sacrificed. Sacrificed what? His time. His time to what? His time to get in God's Word. And he said, as he did that and understood it and had wisdom for what it was telling him, then God planted it in his heart. This is what I want you to do. It took sacrifice to go home when there's other things to do, and open this thing up. And it takes sacrifice to read this thing, and even more sacrifice to slow down to understand it. And sometimes it takes sacrifice to ask somebody, what does that mean? I don't understand it. But when we choose to offer up these sacrifices, when we choose to sing, when we choose to sing praises to the Lord, in doing so, we are choosing Him above all else, all others, and all things. When we come here, we have to come with an expectation that God will move. When we come here and we don't feel like it and we're tired, we have to come with the expectation that God will move in spite of us and our mood. And that He penetrates our mood sometimes. And I've told you guys before, sometimes your presence here is for somebody else and it's not for your benefit. So that you can bless them, not necessarily that you can get blessed. We've talked about stories where Jesus said, I came that you may be blessed by me. And other times He said, I came that I may be blessed by you. That's what our presence is as well. He says, when you choose to do those things, that is a sacrifice. Now, one time that's great, but choosing to do it day after day, because we get out of bed day after day. And we have to choose to do that day after day, week after week, month after month. Oh, Lord, help us year after year. Yes, absolutely. We have to choose to do those things. Turn to Hebrews chapter 13, if you would. Hebrews chapter 13. And I just pray that as God moves in this church body, in our lives, in our homes, in our workplaces, as He transforms us and breaks down walls and barriers, that the Spirit of the Lord is moving in our lives. That the atmosphere in here is changing. That the evidence can be seen all around. And people say, what's going on with you this year? Did you make one of those New Year's resolutions? Not me. I didn't make a one of them. I guess I just took this and thought, okay, let me just write some notes. But I didn't make it a resolution. I said, good grief, Adam, could you practice what you preach? Let's give it a shot. Went out to eat the other day with someone from work, and I heard a lady, I think it was the 4th of January, she said, oh, I've already failed all my New Year's resolutions. I'm like, did you plan them to all be done in the first 3 days? You failed them all? But God says, I'll give you a plan, I'll give you a framework, but it takes consistency, and consistency takes sacrifice. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15 and 16. It may sound familiar because I read it about 20 minutes ago in the offering. And it says, therefore, by Him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to Him. I'm sorry, giving thanks to His name. But do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Oh my goodness, He's asking for us to sacrifice again. There's places throughout the Old and New Testament about the sacrifice. And He says, man, I'm looking for you to do some new things. I want you to continually. Now that means in the midst of our bad stuff that's happening in life, He says, I want you to continually offer, give, sacrifice. I want you to offer the sacrifice of praise to God. I try not to watch a whole lot of YouTube about bad pastors because it just is so negative. So I don't like watching that. But every now and then I'll see something, a short clip, and I'll watch it. And I try not to. And someone was talking about how many souls he had saved. And you can't outsave the souls that I've saved. And I thought, well, we don't save any souls. We save no souls. God alone saves souls. And He offers that through the sacrifice of His Son, Jesus Christ. For us to try and take credit for that, man, we have to be careful. But He says, offer up in the midst of everything you're going through, offer up the sacrifice of praise to God continually. And then He says, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. But then there's a reminder, verse 16, but do not forget. He's reminding us, don't forget in the midst of these things to do good. Well, isn't that interesting that they've got to put in the Bible, don't forget to do good, to be good. But He says, don't forget to do good. Because we can get in this practice of religion and forget all about who and what we're representing. So He reminds us, don't forget to do good and to share. For with such sacrifices, those sacrifices to do good and to share, God is well pleased. Oh, I love that. Don't forget to do good. In last week's scripture of Luke chapter 3, We read, and I'll read just verse 10 through 14. Luke 3, 10 through 14. And it says, so the people asked him, saying, what shall we do then? John was preaching to people and they're baptized. And he was talking to them and said, oh, by the way, you have to bear fruit. When you say I belong to Christ, he says, bear fruit or you're going to be thrown away, burned up. So they said, what do we do? And he answered and said to them, he who has two tunics, let him give to him who has none. Then he said, he who has food, let him do likewise. Give to those that don't have any. Then the tax collectors also came to him to be baptized. And they said to him, teacher, what shall we do? And he said, basically, quit doing what you're doing and taking from people. He said, collect no more than what is appointed for you, rather than taking a little extra for themselves. And likewise, the soldiers asked him, saying, and what shall we do? And he said to them, do not intimidate anyone or accuse falsely. Oh, and by the way, he said, be content with your wages. He says, I'm calling you to live a different, more sacrificial life. I want you to be different. I want you to give of some of the things that I've given you. Now, if you flip over, go back to Hebrews and flip over to Hebrews 10. Hebrews 10, 10. And it's talking about animal sacrifices. And it says animal sacrifices are no longer sufficient. Hebrews 10, 10 says this. By that will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Jesus, throughout the New Testament, gives us examples to live by. The Lord's Supper. When you do this in remembrance of me. I leave you with this example. When he washed the feet of the disciples, he said, I do this as an example that you would do what I'm doing to you, that you would serve one another. He lived a life of sacrifice. He showed people how to sacrifice. And he gave them those examples. Live a different sacrificial lifestyle. Jesus tells us, hey, by the way, he says, when you accept me, you are a new creation. You are Christ's ambassadors. We've got to remember that. It's not an option. You can have the job if you want it. He said, you've got the job, and you are. I hired you, and you can't say no. You are my ambassador. You are my representative. How are we doing, church? On being Christ's representative. I'm not going to ask you to think back in 2023. Say, how'd you do? Or go back a month. Just think over the last week. Let's just go back a couple days. How did you do being Christ's ambassador, his representative, in the way you talked to people, in the way you treated people, family, friends, neighbors, strangers, whatever it is, people at the store, people on the highway? How did you do? See, the sacrifice that Jesus made was the ultimate sacrifice. And it was for our sins. And he knew what he was doing when he went to the cross. His resurrection said, things are different with me. You no longer need those animal sacrifices. I am the sacrifice for you and your sins. Got to sacrifice. If we want more in 24, and I get some of you maybe sitting there going, I don't want any more. I have just enough. You know what I'm saying. I'm talking about an awakening, a spiritual awakening that says, I want more. And sometimes people say, I don't want any more because I'm afraid he's going to call me to Madagascar to go be with Ben Kelly. Going a 2-year mission trip. Might be. Remember that Jonah? He said, I want you to go this way. What did Jonah do? He headed that way. Did God still get hold of him? Yeah. God still got hold of him. And I'm saying, when we play by God's rules, it just works out better. Okay? We don't have to sit in the corner pouting going, yes, I'm at church. Yes, I gave this week. We don't have to have those arguments or those frustrations. We do these things freely. I came Wednesday night. We had some really good discussion. I came on Sunday and I was able to bless somebody. And there's nothing wrong with saying, I was able to bless somebody by my presence. That's not being boastful. I'm just saying that sometimes we have to know that we're here for other people. Again, even when we're tired. I did not have to open at work yesterday. That's a rare occasion. I mean, it's been a long time. And Cindy, very nicely and gently, said, what would you like to do? Lay in bed as long as I can. I said, I don't want to do anything. I said, do you know how rare it is for me to lay in this bed and enjoy this bed? And guess what I did? Not much. I laid in that bed as long as I could. Do you want to go do anything? Yeah. No, today I don't. I'll have to go to work a little later. No, I don't want to do anything. And it's okay every now and then to have a little downtime. But God says, man, I want you to be here. And I want you to have company with other believers. There's power in that. There's energy. Dwayne Chapman always said, when we get together and that energy is bouncing around, it begins to influence other people. Energy is not lost or destroyed. It's just transferred, isn't it? Still learning lessons from others. He says, when we all show up together, I remember one time, dang near every person was in this church. And we were like, wow, it's pretty full. It gets that way when we all show up together. And I get there's different things going on and there's events and out-of-town things and sicknesses and illnesses. I get all that. But I'm saying is a choice, is a sacrificial choice to say, I'm going to be there every Sunday. And by the way, that Wednesday night Bible study, I'm going to come and I'm going to see if I can contribute. But I'm also going to see if I can get something from it. I want to help others maybe, and I want to help myself. Now, I really had this new outfit I was going to buy, but I was going to save my money for that. Sacrificial giving also. Lord, this is the year I'm going to sacrifice and I'm going to give regularly to Prayer, Faith, World Outreach. Looks like they could use a little help in this area or that area. Or it's a season of sacrifice. I'm going to help them serve in any capacity I can do. If I'm capable of doing it, I'm going to see where they can use me. He says, have these sacrifices. In the midst of your enemy, offer up sacrifices. And here's what I'm asking for in 2024. Well, I'm asking for more. Both from you, but I'm asking that from God. God, I want more. But in order to do that, I have to unscrew the lid and allow Him to pour into me. It does no good to say, Lord, pour into me and be a closed vessel. Lord, pour into me. I'm open today. And I'm praying for that in 2024. I want us to go out and sow seeds of sacrifice. I'm not just talking about today or this week. But I'm talking about starting today. Go out and as we continually offer up praise, I want us to continually sow those seeds of sacrifice everywhere we go. The pastor shared with a group of us pastors a while back those large print Bibles, New Testament Bibles. That's a seed. We've had many given out. If you need, by the way, it's a hardback book, about 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper. New Testament and Psalms, is it? I believe. If you need that for someone that needs a large print Bible, they're free. We have those. I want to sow a seed of sacrifice. I'm not doing that. I'm just giving the Bible away. But where we get those, that man is sowing a seed of sacrifice. He was left a large sum of money, and he said, I want to do something to sow into the kingdom. He said, I'm going to print these Bibles, and I'm going to give them away free. And I talked to the man a couple times that does that out in California, and he gladly sends them. He said, please don't just stack them somewhere for people to take, but offer them to as many as you need. And as many as you need, I will give those. And then we have the other little books about this big that just have a life of Jesus Christ. I ordered a couple dozen. Thought, I will have those for a while, they're gone. I ordered several dozen this time around, and I ordered a couple in Spanish as well. If you know people that need a Spanish version of that, I ordered those as well. Those are people that are planting seeds of sacrifice, saying, I'm going to offer this to anyone that needs light in a dark world. I want us to sow seeds of sacrifice in 2024. I want us to experience an awakening personally from Jesus Christ and to have more in 2024. Amen? Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, I pray this week that we start today. We start before we leave this building, sowing seeds of sacrifice. God, I pray today that our seeds of sacrifice are not just for today, are not just for a week, but that we have a season of sacrifice. God, I pray today that through that season of sacrifice, we experience your blessing, your glory. God, I pray that we have an awakening in 2024, that we don't just talk about it today. God, move about this place today. God, move about this place during the week. Move through your people this week as we go out, that we are reminded in specific instances of this message, of your word, of your scripture. Lord, in the midst of our enemies, that we rise above them and we offer up sacrifices of praise and singing, sacrifices of giving to others in need. God, I pray today that we are a changed church in 2024. We are a church multiplying believers, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, saving souls, winning souls to Christ, baptizing people in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray that our spark is reignited and a flame comes where there was just an ember before. And we have a burning passion for you and for your word, a hunger. An awakening cannot happen without having a hunger for your word. And I pray for hunger in 2024. Lord, I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, we're going to sing a new song here. And it's a beautiful song. And if you would stand with us, if you can sing along, great. It's pretty simple. But if you would just praise Him, if you can't follow along with us and don't know it, just praise Him where you are.